Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back. I just have to tell you, you are doing so great. As I was tuning in to messages that you need to hear today, I clearly heard it's time to slow down, take a deep breath, right? And nourish yourself before we sprint into 2022. Let's start by taking a moment to reflect on the past 2 years and what has occurred with humanity. The first part of this message may feel a little heavy, but bear with me because we are going to look at the bigger picture of where we're going, which is really, really wonderful. Since March of 2020, we have been shaken with fear. We have been pitted against each other. We've been through a lot, right? We have been confused, trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. It's been hard for a lot of people to know who they can trust at this time, like who they can listen to, because there's so much contradicting information, so much extremes as far as, you know, which direction to take with things going on. We have been shamed, embarrassed, and called out. Think about this scenario. This is one that is really interesting to me. But think about, you know, grown men being reprimanded by a teenager out in public, being told to pull up their mask up over their nose. Parents witnessing people coming up and telling their children what to do right in front of them. This happened to me. I was in a Costco last year and a grown man came up to my daughter, who at the time was 9 years old, and he didn't even work there, but he felt the right to tell her to put her mask up over her nose. We're seeing these scenarios that we haven't had. They're very different and they're very intense. People have been uninvited to family gatherings because of their beliefs. People have lost their livelihood, being fired from their jobs, or had to walk away from their careers that some of them have dedicated their entire life to. Decades, 20, 30, 40 years of their life that they have given to an employer or a career that they have had to walk away from because their beliefs didn't align with what they were being asked. People have been shunned from society, told they can't enter public places or asked to leave. People have been refused medical care. We've been manipulated and controlled by powers that be. We've been isolated, forced to close our businesses, churches, schools, and other gatherings. And we've even been told we are selfish for getting together with people we love for the holidays. You know, when I begin a journey of coaching with a client, I always start with giving them the floor, allowing them the opportunity to tell me their story of what they've been through. I call it their mud. And I tell them, you know, from the time you're born, just tell me your story. What have you been through? Like, come to mama. Tell me, honey. What has your journey been through? And they are often shocked once they get going and something really profound occurs. They begin to realize just how strong they really are. Most people have never sat down in one sitting and told their life story, including all the gnarly things that have occurred up until that time. In life, you know, we hit these hard chapters one at a time. And so sure, they've told certain parts of their story or certain layers, but putting it all together all at once can be really eye-opening. Because most people don't look at themselves as really strong. But when we go through that process of them telling me their story and telling me their mud, they sit back and they go, wow, yeah, I have gone through a lot in this journey, this human journey, and I am pretty strong. And so it's really beautiful for me to see that within them of what occurs. That light bulb comes on in their eyes and they go, wow, yeah, that is a lot. So when we look at this past 2 years of things that we've been through and we pull it all together, because of course, it's just been layer by layer, day by day, different hits, different sucker punches, different things that we've gone through, which it has been so much condensed into 2 years. But when we sit back, when we take a moment to stand back and look at it, we've been through a lot when we pull it all together. So it's really important for us to take care of ourselves during this huge planetary shift. And looking at this, realize this is meant to happen. I believe that you were born for this. You were born for this planetary shift. You came into this existence to be a part of this shift occurring in history, and to be here to be a light, to wake up, to help others during this time. But you must first put the oxygen mask on yourself and take a moment to think right now, what can you do this week? I want you to think about this. What can you do to give yourself a little extra TLC to nourish and refuel you? Think about it. Stop, slow down, and think, what can you do? Just one thing, whatever comes up for you. What can you do this week to add some nourishment to yourself? I want you to jot something down, or, you know, when you stop, I want you to put it in your calendar. Maybe you put a massage in your calendar, or you put a bubble bath, or, you know, some tea time or something that is going to give you some more nourishment this week. We are running a marathon right now, and things are rapidly changing as certain systems that have been put in place for a long time, decades or centuries, they're falling apart. And simultaneously, new ones are emerging. You know, there's so much going on. And one day we'll look back and we'll realize it's a whole new world, my love. I have one dear friend of mine. We've done a lot of work together. And it's funny because she's read so many books and listened to podcasts, and she's done coaching, and she's gone to seminars, and she has done so much work day by day, layer by layer over the years. And she had this conversation with her husband, and she asked him, she said, do you feel like I've changed? Have you seen a transformation in me? And he was like, no, not really. It made us laugh because she has changed so much. Not that she wasn't amazing before. She's just transformed, and her viewpoint on life and about herself, and she's just done so much healing. But he didn't necessarily see it because it was happening right under his nose, and it was a little subtle, right? Day by day, layer by layer, week by week, year by year, before you turn around and you realize her whole life has changed. That is symbolic to what is happening right now. Under our nose, in humanity, we are having such a massive shift happening. Things are falling down, they're crumbling, and we are rebuilding rapidly right under our nose. Things are emerging and changing and shifting, and the old is breaking down and the new is being built. And one day we will look back and we will see, wow, our whole world has changed. And it is such a beautiful thing. Thank goodness for 2020. Thank goodness for all of the chaos and the mayhem and the madness, as hard as it was, as painful as it was. Aren't we grateful that we aren't back pre-2020, going in the wrong direction, spending our time chasing a carrot that we'll never reach, that will never bring us happiness and true success, which is joy and peace and love and wisdom and compassion and open hearts and health. We're not healthy. Our society isn't healthy. Are you kidding me? Anybody that listens to me knows that I rant about the healthcare system because it makes me irritated to even call it that, because it's really sick care. And that's emerging. Things are changing, and we are really, truly building a healthcare system simultaneously. Of course, people get to choose which one they plug into, because we are on the planet of free will. That's the beauty of the earthly experience. We can choose. We can choose chemicals and substances, calling it health, or we can choose herbs and nature and massage and acupuncture and meditation and breathing exercises and nourishing food and clean water. We can decide which road of health we want to go on, because one to me is health and one is not. One is sickness. So that's the beauty of what we're going through right now. And we have major contrast, and it's good. It is all good. But I believe the people that listen to this podcast, to this show, you are the warriors for this time. And I believe that you were born to come into the planet, to be here at this time, to be that lighthouse for others. So that when they're confused, when they're struggling, when they're not knowing who to go to, they will be able to see you as a light, see you as an example, see that you're doing okay. So I'm here as a reminder to tell you, my loves, to nourish yourself. We are, 2 years into this, and I see this as being a 4 to 5 year planetary shift. And of course, we'll continue from there, but especially this first few years is going to be very, very intense. And so we're almost halfway through that midpoint. And so take some time, slow down, breathe, nourish, replenish, refuel. One day in the near future, here's what I see. I see a family of humanity who looks out for each other, who celebrates our differences with intrigue and admiration, who uses our vast creativity to find solutions for the greater good of all, who looks their fellow humans in the eye, seeing themselves reflected back, realizing we are one. Where we are going is beautiful and bright. Our consciousness is rising. Hang in there, dear ones. Take care of yourself. Know that you are surrounded by an army of divine light and spirit that loves and adores you. They respect that you said, you know what? I will go and I will be there. I will be the front runner in physical form. I will play that game of life, and you can surround me and support me, but I volunteer to go and be that spiritual warrior at this time on planet Earth. And they love you and adore you and respect you so much for that. Your spirit entourage, your angels, your spirit guides, the divinity, God. I am proud of you. I am so proud of you. Keep going. Stand tall. You are doing great. As always, I'm sending you so much love and light. Let's do this. 2022. I'm excited. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.